Great work, great career. How to create your ultimate job and make an extraordinary contribution. Author, Stephen R. Covey, Jennifer Colosimo. Anyone can have a great career. The day will come when you look back at your life and take measure of your entire professional contribution to the world. Our mission is to help you get a great job now and enjoy a great career for life. To begin with, anyone can have a great career. It doesn't matter what your line of work is. It's all in how you define great career. What will be your contribution? People who are only looking for a job have resumes, while people who are looking to make a great career have contribution statements. Envisioning, defining, and designing your contribution statement is the first step on the path to a great career. This requires careful analysis of your own talents, passion, and conscience. You must know your own strengths. It also requires careful analysis of the cause you want to serve and what your employer or customer needs from you. It is even better to write contribution statements for every position or project you take on, as well as for your overall career. Once you have written your contribution statement, you will naturally want to make it happen. We are so busy just trying to get through each day, working feverishly at the current job, that we never take the time to map out what we would really like to do. Those who create a great career for themselves are those who make the time to define their contribution and plan how they will achieve it. Know your strengths. The first step in defining your contribution is to know your strengths. At the core, there is no simple reason why so many people remain unsatisfied in their careers. It stems from an incomplete evaluation of ourselves. Your value as a human being is not outside yourself. It comes from inside. Deep down, you must know that you are a being of virtually infinite potential. You have the power to choose what you will be. Too many of us base our self-worth on externals. Some people constantly compare themselves to others to the point that they lose their identity. They become incapable of making a unique contribution because they have devalued and lost what is uniquely worthwhile about themselves. Hence, it is important to identify a portfolio of strengths you can leverage. These strengths can be divided into three categories: your talents, your passion, and your conscience. These sum up what you really are, not just what you do. You are more than just a bundle of capabilities that would make you a machine, and more than just your passion and instincts that would make you merely an animal. A key distinction is your conscience, the part of you that whispers what you should do with your life. Your talents, passion, and conscience together add up to a whole person. Unless you are invested as a whole person in your career, you will always find yourself underemployed and frustrated. Your career has no meaning unless your conscience drives you. If the work you do bothers your sense of integrity or honesty, no other success will make up for your disappointment in yourself. On the other hand, if the work you do satisfies your conscience, then no matter what it is, you will always enjoy peace of mind and a sense of personal fulfillment. Until you see your work as a cause, you won't find the passion for it that marks a great career. Become a solution, not a problem. Become a solution for your employer, not a problem, especially in tough times. Your employer doesn't lack problems to solve and challenges to meet. Stop thinking that opportunities are lacking, because they are not. They are everywhere, and it's only the scarcity mentality that gets in the way. Most people looking for jobs don't really know what they want, so they send out a passive resume and get passive interviews. They have no cause to serve except a need for a job. If you are this kind of job applicant, you are just another problem for the employer. The best thing to do is become a knowledge worker. This means you must know the needs you feel called on to serve. To gain that kind of knowledge, you must research the company you want to work for. Getting the job you want is 90% research. The second thing is get curious. Try to know your employer. After you understand your employer, present yourself as a solution to their problems, not as just another job seeker. Describe the need they have and how you can help meet them. Show a better understanding of their significant issue than the people they already employ. Explain the opportunity you bring to them to meet that need. In such an interview, they will learn that you are a leader. You don't wait to be told what needs to be done, you already know. The out-of-stock problem was a major threat to relationships with their clients. She knew this because she had talked to the retailers who carried the products. Then she built her need opportunity presentation and asked for 20 minutes of their time to present it. She overviewed the need, demonstrating she knew a lot about it. She reminded them how much the out-of-stock problem was costing them. Then she proposed that the company hire her to coach retailing processes, which she thought were responsible for the problem. This 20-minute presentation clinched the job. One caution. You must go about all of this in a very principled way. Don't exaggerate anything for effect. Stay focused on their needs and what you can realistically bring to those needs. If you take such an approach with decision makers, you will get their attention with the depth of your preparation and discipline. Work in your circle of influence, not your circle of concern. Imagine a circle that contains all the barriers to your career success. This is your circle of concern. Now, imagine another smaller circle inside the circle of concern that contains all the people, knowledge, tools, and capital you have to work with. This is your circle of influence. Build your own village. By that, we mean creating and maintaining authentic relationships with key people who mutually support each other. They help you in building your great career, and you, in return, contribute to their success. Your career success depends not only on yourself, but also on the people around you. The industrial age sees people as tools. People are tempted to see each other as a means to an end. They seek out others only when they need something from them. By contrast, in the knowledge age, authentic relationships with co-workers, customers, and suppliers are becoming essential. A recent study has found that one of the top indicators of great performance in the workplace is having a best friend at work. The best networkers are building a village of people who value one another for more than just what they can do for one another. Contribute to the village. Most of us live in rather impersonal communities these days, but visualize with us the personal atmosphere of the old-time village. The relationships between people were deep, lasting, and authentic. Where a village is about mutual affection and support, a network is too often about serving yourself. Where a village is about people, a network is too often about machinery. To build your village, 1. Identify the members of your village. Basically, there are two kinds of people. Those you serve and support, and those who serve and support you. 2. Create an emotional bank account. Once you have identified the members of your village, create an emotional bank account with each one. 3. Carve out space on the internet. Social media tools enable you to build your village. So, use social media to build your career, not to waste it. Carve out space for yourself on the internet so people know to turn to you for expertise in your field. A real advantage of a blog is that recruiters and customers will find you. 4. Practice synergy. The village you build might ultimately be your greatest career achievement. It might even become the source of great new advances in understanding your field.